This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 16th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is Tips on Running R3R. This tape is 79 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is Staydale Special Breathing Course, 16 July, 8013. Thank you. All right. Now, I really ought to give you some good dope here today. On the subject of auditing. Engrams and GPMs. And although I haven't particularly organized this material or separated them out, there are a few things that you could profit by knowing in these two departments. This is a strange new world to a lot of people, and actually is a stranger world to some old-time auditors than they think it is yet. Some people haven't realized that we've made a tremendous forward start in the running of engrams, and they're still staying with the idea of this, that, and the other thing, and are doing strange and unexpected things in the middles of sessions and so forth, you know. And I know the impulse because I myself can run into a block of some kind or another in the thing and not be able to sort something out and say, all right, when I snap my fingers, the item will flash. Right? Sometimes it works. But it's very upsetting to the PC. Now, auditing here has stretched out into a very fine, neat package where the whole track is concerned. You must realize that this doesn't invalidate the auditing you know how to do, doesn't invalidate yesterday's auditing, and so forth. Those techniques are themselves, they stay themselves, and they're still useful. As a matter of fact, very short order, you and other auditors in the world will be receiving a questionnaire from me on research, not for testimonials, but research to put together the whole field of healing, anything that you have ever healed with what, or anything you've ever had cured on yourself with what, because the AMA has raised its ugly head, and the only way that you can really get in trouble in this universe is neglect an area of responsibility. And we've neglected that area of responsibility too long, and sure enough, it's the only avenue through which we're being attacked. There's a comedy team called Keaton, you remember Buster Keaton, and Fields. You remember W.C. Fields, you know. Well, this isn't the same pair of comedians. But this fellow Keaton at the AMA and this fellow Field at the AMA are the sole authors of bad publicity for Scientology in the world. We have finally walked them carefully down, and we're looking right down the throats of a couple of mangy polecats. Now, I know I could be sued for this because I have inferred they were human beings. And I could be sued for it by the human race. But the point I'm making is we've neglected that zone of responsibility, and we can't heal things and so forth. And without immediately stating that all auditors are in the field of healing, I think it would be a very good idea to gather all the materials of healing and publish them in a popular book as a process a day keeps the doctor away. So... we have a tremendous amount of valid material in the past, and this is not discounted. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to make somebody very, very happy that you grabbed in off the streets, totally raw meat, why, just do some of the old 212, 212A. Something like that. And they get fantastic results. What is this stuff? You know, and so forth. On the other hand, it does not particularly land them on the high road to running GPMs, finding goals, and doing other things that it should do. And on the other hand, if you carry it forward and do too much of it on a PC without departing onto the whole track, you can get the fellow in the soup. It has to be classified as a limited process. And as long as you remember that it's a limited process and you don't do more than four oppositions on one item or something like this, get one RI and do two or three oppositions on it, see, anything you get. And be happy, see, be happy. Leave it alone after that. Okay? You've shot your bolt as far as this PC is concerned on 212. But you've done some remarkable things to him. You might very well have brought him out of a great deal of insanity and upset and worries of one kind or another. And remember, he doesn't have, you're different than he is. He doesn't have your breadth of comprehension of the situation. He doesn't have any forward look to attainable states. He doesn't have a lot of things. And he thinks that if he could just get this pain in his rib shifted. It doesn't even have to be gone, see. But if it just shift a little bit, why, he's made remarkable progress, or it isn't any longer in his rib, then that's fine, see. That's marvelous. That's marvelous. You're a wizard. Well, now, when you deal with these low-level attainments, and apply Scientology to obtain these low-level attainments, you see, such as, well, I'm not so mad at my daughter now. You know, that's fine. He's worried about the fact that he gets angry at the child and so forth, and you've done something about that. Why, he becomes very, very happy with auditing. And You're dealing definitely in a humanoid level of expectancy. The character is beaten down by his experience on the whole track when he realizes that nothing good can possibly happen in the universe. And when tiny little goodness occurs and so forth, it's almost too good to be true, don't you see? And he can hardly have it at all. And it's very miraculous that this occurred. Now, let's take a look at that as a very, very low level of expectancy. Very low level of attainment. Now let's move over into an entirely different zone and area. And let's move over into the zone of clears and OTs. Ah, well, now here's an entirely different zone of expectancy. And this is so tremendously beyond the humanoid reach that if you were to talk to, well, if you were to talk to people about OTs, and try to hand this out to them and so forth, they wouldn't think you were mad, because they would try to do something about it. They would try to tell you that this was awfully dangerous. They'd try to sort of try to key you in. They would go into a state, and they would try to ridicule you while believing you, you see. And all kinds of weird mental currents would set up, because you've struck at the very core of their own basic unrest, and you have stimulated by past charge, see, promptly. They could be very cross with you. Now, these are your approaches. And in all auditing, now there is a rule now in all auditing, is don't stir up more charge than you can handle. That's a rule in auditing. Now, if you apply that rule to any process you run or any programming you do on a case, you will always have happy PCs. And that is the monitoring factor in programming, which says which process you run. But you can take the processes which lead to OT, and you can misuse these things by disobeying that rule. Now, the worse off a case is, the more you walk on eggs. In other words, the less you stir up. The worse off the case, the less you want to stir up. You got it? See, this is subsidiary to this other rule. Don't stir up any more charge than you can handle. And the subsidiary rule to that, that fits right below it, is the worse off the case, why, the more careful you have to be. Now, this goes directly in the teeth of a Q&A. Here is a homicidal maniac screaming around and walking on the walls, you see. So the Q&A of past torture sciences, mental sciences of yesteryear, the kind that really get the appropriation, are Q&A, a desperate cure for a desperate state. Now, the effect scale goes directly in reverse. The more desperate the state, the more featherweight the cure. Got that? Now, that's dictated sensibly by the effect scale, because the person cannot have much of an effect. They cannot receive much of an effect. So you have to featherweight the effect. And the more desperate condition the person is in, why, the more featherweight your approach should be. You yourself should get a good reality on this. You got this boy who's tough, you know, he's tough. Gonna chew you to pieces, you know. And so on. You better not talk to him that way, you know, this kind of a character. And I'm talking now practically institutional type action, you see. And you say, God, you might have shot him with a bullet, you know? And he'll look at you. You'll puzzle this out. You'll consider that. Whereas actually, you probably could take a megaphone and scream at him at uncounted numbers of decibels. And he'd never receive it. He might spin in, but he'd never receive it. You get this. Now, that old effect scale is terribly important when applied to processing. If you want to get an effect on a PC, then the worse off the PC, the lighter the process. Now, we've already turned loose some technology now in the preliminary assessment step, which takes R3I and lowers the level on which it will be effective. Now, that bypasses the ordinary defenses of the mind. And that means that when you do an assessment, the rule I have just given you of don't kick up more charge than you can handle flagrantly and definitely applies when you are using R3R on a case at level 7, 6, or 5. This person does not easily run engrams. You have actually forced this person into the only tiny little channel by an assessment that the person can find some reality on the time track on. Oh, yes, they can run engrams on that little tiny narrow channel. That's quite remarkable. The development of the process has been on this basis, that in all cases, there is some little tiny channel that can be approached and on which you will not find dub-in. Understand? Now you take a case level 3. You can enter the case on almost any assessment that you dream of. You'll find sonic, visio. You run any engram you think of, any place on any chain. Now on that case also, you could miss date. You could miss duration. You could abandon chains. You can skip around like a cat on a stove, and you're not going to damage the case any. Now let's compare this to a case level 6, dub in of dub. Now, instead of looking at the wide Atlantic, which you can travel across at any direction you care to, you are now looking at a barge canal which is 1/16 of an inch wider than the barge you're trying to get through it, and which is very curvaceous, and which is full of roots, mud, sandbanks, and old stoves. And somehow or another, you can navigate it with R3R. Now, it's a good thing that channel exists. On that channel, there is no dub-in of dub. There is no dub-in. And actually, if you've got the correct date and the correct duration, you will have visio and you will have perception. Now, do you see this as a narrowing aspect of case? Level 3, take any kind of a motorboat, ship, sailing ship, head it in any direction, and you will be able to make the other side. Down to this narrow, torturous, difficult passage. And that's quite remarkable. But because you can do this, it gives you a certain responsibility. If you've got a barge canal case, and you're just able to push things through it, boy, that case really has to be carefully handled. Really carefully, carefully handled. On this rule, don't stir up more charge than you can handle. Because remember, you won't be able to handle any of the charge you stir up off that barge canal. You won't be able to handle any of it at all with anything. There will be no process which knocks it back into place. Now, you get the idea? So, man, you navigate that one on tiptoe, carefully. You don't suddenly go crashing back there. Bang, bang, bang. You don't expect this chain is going to survive either. Now, the lower the level of the case, the less incidents you will find per preliminary step. 1, 2, 3, and that's about it. Or one incident. That's your chain. And after that, your level and your item don't read. Now, if your level and item, you've run one engram, and that was yesterday. And you ran it with full sonic and visio, and it was dropping a fork at breakfast. And with tremendous relief and case gain and tone arm motion, you erased it. And the name of the chain was Frightened of Having Trouble at the Table. Now, you mock it up in your head, you're going to go back there to childhood. You're going to go back there to the days of cannibalism. You're going to go back there to the sacrificial altars of the Aztec civilization. You're going to have a ball, see? No. It's an incident of dropping a fork at the table and feeling embarrassed. And you ran it, you erased it. Now, you can almost diagnose this on the basis of the wilder they sound on the assessment. The weirder they sound on the assessment, the more offbeat on the assessment, the narrower the channel and the less incidents will be on it. Perfectly all right to have not wanting to be upset about my Aunt Mary. And the chain is 2 engrams long, being spanked by Aunt Mary and hiding Aunt Mary's pills. That's that. Now, after you've got this chain, after you've run an incident, now this is part of your R3R, see? After you run an incident, test your level. Does it read? PC had any cognition about it? If it doesn't read and PC's had some kind of a cognition about it, you can't get any response out of this level. This is not the time to go back and find an incident. 800 trillion years ago of destroying the physical universe because Aunt Mary might be in it. Because, listen, having stirred up that charge, you won't be able to handle it. It doesn't necessarily mean that these charges are all close up to PT. You'll be very surprised sometime to take a case that's got one incident to run. There's one incident, and that finishes the chain you have assessed so painfully. And that incident lies at 85 trillion years ago. And the incident's 2.5 days in duration. And you ran it and flattened it, and PC had a bit of cognition. Then the level won't read anymore, and the item level question doesn't read. That's it. You ask for any more incidents on this chain, you get no read. Well, this is not the time to roll up your sleeve and start sweating to find an imaginary incident by IRC breaking the PC so that he will read on protest when you say incident. See, that's no time to be a knucklehead. See, PC's real happy they've run this incident. It doesn't matter where it was, you understand. They've run this incident, maybe two incidents, maybe three incidents, something like that. Your tone arm action suddenly ceases. Your tone arm goes up there at 5. Now what? Now what do we do? Well, we'd better find, if we flattened the incident, if there was a GPM in the incident, if we had the right date and the right duration. If our assessment was right. And if all of those things squared around still don't remedy this TA at 4.5 or whatever it is, you got another assessment coming up right now. You've had your chain. Now, of course, you're thinking basically on the theoretical. Of course, the theoretical as aimed at a 4 or a 3 case level. That theoretical is very simple. The chain ought to run back to basic, and basic ought to be quite a ways back. And when you run basic, then the later incidents vanish and so forth. All these mechanics are true of the lower case levels. Now, a misassessment, even on a higher case level, is liable to give you a dead end or cul-de-sac, but it behaves in the same way. You straighten it out, consider that you've run the basic on it, and unload. Get out of there. You're trying to flatten the chain, and the clue to it is tone arm action. It's not number of incidents. It's not how basic looks. It's not this, it's not that, it's not the other thing. None of these things. None of these things at all. It's did you run the tone arm action out of it? And to find out if you've run the tone arm action out of something, you then have to find out, make sure that the tone arm action didn't cease because of one of three things. Wrong date, wrong duration, had a GPM in it. Tone arm action ceased? All right. If the date's right, the duration's right, there's no GPM in it, or if there was, it was flattened, and the tone arm is still high, and your tone arm action has ceased, then that chain's flat. No other criteria. You don't have to think yourself to death trying to figure out, is the chain flat? Now, let's say you've had 5 incidents. The way to verify a flattened chain is to make sure that all of the dates you have found were the correct dates, all the durations you found are the correct durations, The level no longer reads, and there's no tone arm action. And one other thing is you don't get any reaction on asking for another type of incident, which, of course, is the same thing as checking your level item. And that's a flattened chain. And that's the only criteria there is to a flattened chain. There is no other criteria at all. I consider that elementary. That's very elementary. And it happens to be very sweepingly true. If you go into this more positively and more analytically, you can say tone arm action ceased as opposed to no tone arm action. Well, tone arm action ceased implies there has been some tone arm action. Well, if you haven't had anything that you could call tone arm action, you know, you only had 1/8 of a division or something like that of shift when the PC threw the cans down, you got 1/8 of a division shift, something like this, then you assume these things. That tone arm action wasn't present. Wrong assessment, which consists of wrong level or wrong item. Wrong date or wrong duration. Or you collided head-on with a GPM and were too knuckle-headed to ask if it was one. And you've been trying to scan this poor PC through double-firing items. And that will make a tone arm go up and stick every time. And that's the extent of it. You frankly can't ARC break a PC hard enough to cause a cessation of tone arm action. Isn't that interesting? Actually, an auditor auditing a PC, you know, the auditor as a PC, then becoming a PC, cannot have become sufficiently keyed in or ARC broke enough to have stopped tone arm action. I think that's an interesting thing to know. I've seen a lot of this. In other words, tone arm action doesn't stop for other reasons. A tone arm action won't even stop because of an ARC break. Now, I have seen tone arm action stop by trying to run the pattern of the Hellotrobus implants in the Gorilla implants. But what is that? That breaks down to a wrong date, doesn't it? And I've seen tone arm action come to a sudden and horrendous halt at 5. Get down to the level of where the goal appears as an opterm in the Hellotrobus implant pattern. And I've seen the tone arm go straight up to 5, bang, from very good tone arm action. Just stop right there. Up to that time, why, there was enough charge on the GPM to actually run that wrong align plot. Your 17 April 63 bulletin, the line plot it gives, goes way back. And a lot of those goals reappear in the Hellotrobus implants. And if you've got a wrong date, and you've actually got an earlier goal series, you've got a different pattern. Well, you mistake the date. You mistake the date. You say, well, you get there, you're so sure it's a Hellotrobus implant, it's to be alone, you see, or something like that. You're sure it's a Hellotrobus implant, so you date it cross-eyed, fashion, and you get 43 trillion years ago. You say, obviously, it's Hellotrobus implant. So you get this to be alone. All right, let's get the top opterm. Funny enough, the thing will run. It'll run pair after pair. You get some little fire off of them, some kind of, the PC's kind of nattery in the ARC break. You have to scream at the PC every once in a while to get them to random list or something like this to get something. You can work at it awfully hard, you know, and you're getting down the line here, and you may not find it out till you get the goal as an opterm. And all of a sudden, your tone arm will go clank. You can almost hear it. Settle on 5 or something like that. There's now going to be no RR. There's not going to be anything. You say, what do I do? Well, this is not the time to turn in your thetan. This is a time to look for wrong date, wrong duration, whether or not GPM existed in the incident. Now, if during this entire month I could only beat, persuade, whisper, cajole these two data, I mean these two data at you, and get you to accept them, I would consider it a very well-spent month. Very well-spent. And that is, the worse off the case is, the easier you take it. And a high tone arm in running the track results from wrong assessment, wrong date, wrong duration, or a GPM present where you suspected none. I've actually said the lot, you understand? Any other data that I can now give you is actually so junior to these screaming truths, you see, that it's something like, there is the sun, don't you see? And now somebody brings out a small flashlight that you get at the dime store and turns it on and says, now, do you see the difference? You see this, that this light is the same as sunlight, and it is as bright as sunlight. It'd just be an outright lie, don't you see? This is big stuff that I'm giving you. These two departments are the only departments that are going to get you in any real trouble. And they're going to get you into plenty of trouble if you don't know these things. Let me give you an idea. You run in this person and say, help me, Pete, they've had an enormous win. They've run this engram out at 8 trillion years ago. And it's an engram of being executed in some weird way. Pardon me, that's too simple. It'll be, if it's this kind of a case, you can tell the kind of a case, because the worse off a case is, the more outrageous the assessments look to you. The weirder the assessments look. This guy, for instance, has a he is you can't find him on the prehab scale, so you have to do your own, and so on. And you finally get Leary, L-E-E-R-Y, as the level, and then you get the item. Leary of chocolate served at 2 o'clock in the morning in Sweden. You can absolutely count on the fact that you've got a case level 7. We'll look at the finite time, subject matter. See? It's even got the location in it. It must spot it down on time track. So there can't be more than one or two incidents on this subject. You understand? But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily present time. Don't get the idea fixed in your head that because a PC is having a hard time to run, or is having a hard time running, that they only run in modern times. See? Now comes the dangerous part of it. You do your ordinary magnitude of how long ago this incident is, and you turn up something that has horrendous magnitude. See, it's long, long time ago, and you find this incident, you run this incident, and that's it. The incident flattens, and so forth, and it has some esoteric aspect. See, like Leary of stepping on cat's tails. And the incident took place 100 billion trillion years ago. And we find some witchcraft society or something, as we would suspect, don't you think? And something involved and fantastic, and or very ordinary, but there it is. And we clean it up, and we have some tone arm action while we're cleaning it up, see? And we don't have any tone arm action. Tone arm isn't free or anything, see? But we just don't have any more tone arm action, and we can't, bang, find another incident just like that, don't you see? The dating on it, oh man, if you did find another incident, it would just be, is it More than a trillion years ago.
I have to repeat that. That was equivocal.
More than a trillion years ago.
Sorry. Turn this thing up to 128.
Is it more than a trillion years ago?
Yeah. Is it less than 100 trillion years ago?
Well, I didn't get any read there.
When you find yourself doing that kind of dating, you're mixed up with GPMs, which of course are timeless. That's one of the things. But you're also off the heavy reading chain of the individual. And that you're going, you could get tone arm action going on with this, don't you see? But it's a hard fight. All the way. You've already gone by a lot of charge and so forth, and running a case level 3, you can do this very easily. You can get a tremendous quantity of charge bypassed. The case is still making progress. The case is still sweating it out. You're having ARC breaks and that sort of thing. The case is still pressing on and so forth, and your dating just becomes very microscopic. So there's tremendous opportunity to make wrong dates. Well, you've just gone too far up chains without cutting any of the unburdening charge off, see? You've gone by and by and by. And it won't be a secret that you've gone by things. Don't interpret that it's a secret. It's neither unknown to you or the PC. You have just passed by 18 series trying to get to the first series of these GPMs, see? I don't blame yourself if you find your meter very difficult to read at that point. Why is it so difficult to read? One, you're handling GPMs, and they are timeless, and so are very hard to date anyway. And the other is you've left so much charge on the confounded thing, you've bypassed so much in the interest of economy of auditing time, that you've actually built yourself up a big problem. And that problem is the PC can probably get to it. The PC can probably run it, but the PC is staying in it, just about the way a marble would do if put down on the top of a sphere. He just feels that way. Don't nobody breathe in the session, and he'll be able to hold his position on the time track, see? If you breathe out of the wrong nostril, bang, you'll bypass some charge, don't you see? This is queasy stuff, see? Well, you're already running somebody that is being pressed too hard. Well, there's no particular reason why you shouldn't. On a case level 3 or somebody that doesn't have too much trouble. I'm not saying you mustn't do it on your upper level cases. But by God, you do it on your lower level cases and you will be in trouble you will never get the PC out of. You understand me? So you see, if it can happen in cases that run well and easily and good test of a case, does it run easily? Is the RR all over the place? Do you get 3 or 4 RRs? Nice, great, big, crashing RRs. Bang, 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 bang. Off a GPM item. See? That case is running like a flying bird, see? Next item. Bang, 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 bang. See? Next item. Bong, bong. See? Case is running poorly or off chain or misassessed or something like that. All right, give me the next item. Absolutably implanted. Well, let's see. Give me some variations on the item. All right, anything there been suppressed? Well, let's random list this for a little while. Ah, there's the RR. Half a dial. Made it. All right, repeat the item. All right, give me the next item. Case is running implants that way, boy, watch out. That's all I gotta say. You watch out what charge you stir up on that case without doing anything about it. You watch it. First place, you haven't got the case running in the area of the track the case can run. There's a lot of things wrong with this. Now, of course, you say to somebody arbitrarily, run the gold to forget out of the heliotropist implants and to hell with the assessment or anything else. All right, so he can run it and they make it by the skin of their teeth and so forth, and it isn't R-R-ing well, and they have an awful time getting the next goal and so forth. Case still making progress. Case still making progress. Now, you assess the case, you're liable to find it's another area that is hot on this case. See, there's a case running badly by gross assessment. See why? Heavy gross assessment. You've seen all this. All right. Now that you've got a preliminary step, there's another way to find GPM. Did you know most of your preliminary steps on a case that's at all advanced, on a case level 4 or 3, your preliminary steps lead inevitably to a GPM. In fact, the preliminary step's about the fastest way to find a goal you ever heard of. Marvelous method of finding a goal. You get afraid of, or something like that is your level, you see. Afraid of other people. And something like that. And everything this guy's saying the next session is rocket reading. Says, well, I had lunch, rocket read. You'll see this occasionally. You just do it, just routinely. You're not looking for a GPM. You just date this thing back, and you all of a sudden find yourself with the goal to be alone. What else? And there it is, and you say, does this thing contain a GPM? I don't know why you'd say that, but you do. And, all right, let's talk about the way of running these later, the interchangeability of this. I'll mention this in a moment. But you get the items out of the thing and so forth, and that level's flatter than a flounder. Gone. Doesn't read now. Get the idea? It'll take it back to the goal, which is ready to be run all too many times. See, that's in a case that isn't running badly at all. They go back to, in some cases that are running rather difficultly, they go sailing right straight back to a certain series of implants and run a specific goal out of a chain. When you get back there, you've got your choice. Are you going to do that whole series, or are you just going to kick out there? It would very greatly depend on the difficulty you had running the case. If the case was running very easily, you'd amputate the whole series right there. The devil with it. So it was to be alone. Well, the adjacent ones are probably just as important. And so just run it all the way through and back. Get the first goal of the series to the last goal of the series and just cut that section of time track. Right there, bang. But if this case was having a very hard time in running, I'm afraid we would just stay with the assessment. We now test it. We say, all right, fear of being together with other people, you know. No read. That's it. Tone arm action has disappeared. Everything else. Do a new assessment. You're liable to find yourself with another goal somewhere. Handiest little goal finder you ever heard of in your life happens to be that if a goal is ready to be run, and if it is a goal necessary to resolve the case, the preliminary step of R3R will find that goal without you doing anything about it at all. All you do is do the ordinary preliminary step. You get the assessment, ask for the first incident to be run on it. Well, maybe you find the first incident, you run that, and that's all fine. And you ask the next incident to be run, and bang, you're sitting right in the middle of a GPM. That was it. That's the one. You run it. You maybe can find another one. That's an earlier GPM. Same GPM. Repeat it earlier. Run it out again. Find out if there's another one. You can't get anything to read. Let's get a new assessment. See how you tackle a thing. You can be far more complicated, far, far, far more complicated in auditing on these upper level processes. You can just work yourself into a fit. And then you'll drop it back to some idiotic simplicity. The reason you're having trouble running a case, and the reason the case ARC breaks, and all of that sort of thing, all comes down to wrong assessment, wrong date, wrong duration, or GPM of the incidents you're trying to run. That's as simple as that. Simple as that. And you can catalog the case out. Now, you understand that wrong assessment includes something, running something that hasn't been assessed. See? So that makes a wrong assessment. Now, let's say you were able to run out two incidents. You're able to run out a couple of incidents. That's fine. The level no longer reads particularly, so forth. And then you go chasing down the track to somewhere else. Just for the hell of it, one way or the other, you decide to see if there's an earlier incident. And the PC protests you're trying to find an earlier incident or something. So you start getting reads. In other words, you're being awful complicated. You weren't happy to have flattened the chain. Now you're going to find some more on this chain. In other words, you're now, from that point on, running on a wrong assessment. Because you flattened the assessment you've got. May sometimes flatten with the most fantastic rapidity. Sometimes they run a long time, session after session after session after session after session. Case is doing pretty well, they will. In case it isn't doing well, they run very briefly. You almost spend twice as much time assessing in the early stages of a case as you do auditing engrams. Doesn't take any time to run the engram after you got it assessed. PC ran it like a startled bird. There was nothing to it. It assessed back to a goal in the bare implants of all places. That's where you landed to postulate. You ran it. And boy, you just never saw such RRs. Flying tone arm and everything is going down. You finish up with that and complete the thing, and that's it. Levels flat. Tone arm action rather tamed down. Nothing left on the thing. Now you decide to see if you can't find an earlier mention of postulate. Oh, blow your brains out, man. It's much less painful. In other words, you've exceeded your assessment. And so you're now running on a wrong assessment. And the worse off a case is, the more deadly this action is. You run a case level 3, you wouldn't even think there's any deadliness to it at all. You can run all over the confounded track, don't you see? You take somebody that you very, very carefully had to run, and you flattened the level the PC was on, and you got rid of the GPM, and you got everything all squared around, and everything was fine, and all was well. You shouldn't repeat that goal to postulate. It's pretty early. Anyway, you get all the way back to whatever you got. And that was the end of the chain. Now, it never occurs to you to test the level. Look at your TA to find out if it's going to run. And you run 2 n-grams further with no TA action, no gain of case, tremendous difficulty in dating, fantastic difficulty in getting the right duration. Well, my God, you have enough trouble getting the right duration without trying to get the duration of a chain that isn't available to be run. From there on, you see, you're just manufacturing trouble for yourself. And it's more and more and more trouble. Now, you see, in the first place, you're trying to shoot the moon. Well, the moon, the devil, you're trying to shoot this universe. With the PC, as far as this. Of course, you know, you can do other things with these routines on a run-of-the-mill PC. In fact, it's very fine. This PC's got sciatica, and you want to do something about their sciatica or something like that, you run these processes. You'll see something very interesting. You'll see their sciatica disappear one chain later or something like that. Then have enough sense to get out of it because his level was sciatica. He doesn't have any desire of attainment beyond this particular point. And although he will swing around into it, he can get awfully drowned trying to readjust his sights. Maybe he's trying awfully hard to be normal. And you tell him you're going to make Superman out of him, see? I'm afraid this is not very agreeable. He knows that's dangerous. Well, you're just running bypass charge like crazy, you see? So that doesn't say that you shouldn't run GPMs and R3R on cases that want only limited gains, but it's saying you can use them to attain limited gains. Remember, there particularly applies when you flatten the chain. Consider you flatten the chain. Don't go ramming on around all over the place and boomity-bang up one side and down the other, tearing all over the track and getting the chain going, and it's still hotter than a pistol, and abandoning it and going on to something else. Well, all this is all nonsense to handle a case in that particular fashion. But the worse off a case is, why, the more it moves from nonsense to murder. Case is in real rough shape. Can't run very much. Why, man, you're muddying up that one little tiny silver thread that you could get through the mess. And it has to be done accordingly. And the PC says, oh, I think there's a bunch of stuff here at 100 skillion, billion, quadrillion years. Yes, I heard this date. It's times 10 to the nth is the proper date. And so forth. And we really ought to run that because that's very interesting, I'm sure. Because I was God then, and there's one question you should ask. Is it on your assessed chain? It's perfectly all right for you to indicate it or date it for the PC or something like that, but even that gets very queasy because they don't date or duration well, and you've just added an ample opportunity to make a wrong date and wrong duration, haven't you? So I'm afraid I'd sit and listen to all that and give them a cheery aye-aye. And I'd follow it carefully. And when I wasn't getting tonearm action on the chain, when I wasn't easily able to ask the question and get a response, all right, is there another incident on this chain and we get no reaction, and so forth, I'm afraid that I would not run the risk. Oh, if this PC could run everything like from one end of the track to the other with only a mild level of agony or something like that, but your meter was reading, you had no trouble getting TA action and so forth, and he said, there's an incident sitting back here at 80 squillion, squillion, brillion years and so forth, and I'm looking straight at it, and it has something to do with the chain that we were running, but I don't think it has very much. I like to run this. I'm afraid I might be very guilty of Q&A-ing with him, letting him run it. I might not do anything more than that. You understand? Because I know it isn't going to damage him. It isn't going to spoil the case. It isn't going to upset anything. But a little girl I'm auditing, trying to get over her blind staggers that she gets every once in a while. And she has an awful lot of trouble sitting in session or holding the cans, or has an awful lot of trouble concentrating and difficult, doesn't answer audit and questions well, and torn arm action sort of minimal, and probably ought to be on the CCHs anyway. I'm running an engram on this character. I've got a chain. I flattened this chain. I can't get any response from the level or the item. No. Person starts giving me a big sales talk, it'll be about being the Princess Zazu in the lower archipelago peninsula 8 lives ago. I'm afraid I would give them an awful cheery aye-aye and assess a new chain. I just would not take the chance. I just wouldn't take the chance, that's all. When I can't find an incident easily, and I can't find a duration easily, then I'm very careful to get the proper date of what I am looking for, even though it's impossible, you understand? And I'm awfully careful to get the right duration of what I'm looking for, all the time cursing to myself that I ever asked the ready question in the first place. See, I've got an incident half found. and I can't really date it, and can't read the duration. I know now what's happened. I haven't departed from the chain. No, there's no esoteric, weird or strange or exotic reasons. The chain is flat. I am looking in a completely clean ballpark for a non-existent baseball. There's none there. That's why I'm having a lot of trouble. Like, get vaguely associated things, see? Vaguely connected things. Very tiny connections. Yeah, I can get them to read. I can make a meter talk. I can get the PC interested in. I can get them re-stimulated. I can run something of the sort. But inevitably, after I've gone to all this work and so forth, my tone arm continues to sit there at 4.5 and doesn't move, and I shouldn't have been there in the first place. The way you create work for yourself as an auditor is doing things you shouldn't be doing. And if you persist in this course, you'll be a very hard-worked, worried auditor. I can guarantee that the labor that you will go to is utter slavery. You're always doing things that you shouldn't have been doing in the first place. Then you will always have things to do that nobody can do. And you just cut yourself out the most cluttered up career you ever heard of. Now, when you're shooting anything like R3R, 3N, you're shooting the whole track. And brother, that is the whole track. Well, there's good news on this. I actually was able to attain a period on the whole track for a half an hour or something like this, where there was a total cutout of all mass of all GPMs which followed after. In other words, I did a complete thing. I was sitting there for about a half an hour or something like that with no GPM mass of any kind whatsoever. That's rather fantastic in that there's several thousand GPMs. See? We had a wrong date and a wrong duration, and I skidded on the track shortly after that. We got a wrong date and a wrong duration on something or other, accidentally. By mixing 3N and R3R. Now, in the middle of 3N, you give an R3R command, I can tell you that it is dynamite. These are two separate processes. And the commands of 3N are quite different than the commands of R3R, but the two processes mix. They mix. This sounds to me like I ran into a catastrophe. I didn't run into any catastrophe. I'm just saying I slid back down the track after a while. But it was a rather remarkable feeling to have no GPM mass of any kind whatsoever, you know. All you had to do is put your foot against the back of your head, and if you gave a push, you'd probably not only knock your body through the wall in front of you, you see, you'd probably knock down the wall back of you. I've had some interesting experiences recently as a PC exterior or cleared up along certain channels. These are quite interesting experiences. Rather rough on this body, but I'm not worried about that. Walk myself up another one shortly. Anyway, the point I'm making here is that there is a point on the track, unbelievable though it may seem, where you can actually get back of and find the basic of all GPMs. I've hit that point. I haven't got it so I can hold it steady because there's too many GPMs following it. But by discharging those GPMs which have been bypassed and straightened up and so forth and getting those things shucked off. Got there, by the way, by keying out. I found a little trick method of keying out whole GPMs. When I approached the area and I could hear the distant firing of items, well, I just ran those distant firing of items and keyed off that, see? So therefore I had the earlier GPM. And then I'd pick out of it the distant firing of items. The moment when I would first approach the area and could hear those items firing, I said, oh, it's this again. And the very fact that I was saying again keyed me up to the point that I already had an incident on it. So you see, I'd find in that incident the distant firing of items. All of a sudden found myself sitting at the beginning of all GPMs. And then, of course, having reached it in that illegal fashion, don't consider it strange that about a half an hour later, with a slight auditing error where the roof fell in, but it's easy to get back there again. There's nothing to that. All we got to do is discharge some of those things that I carefully keyed out. Very trick method. I've had an awful time recently working out the most vicious series of GPMs on the track. And they're way back. And they got an invisible picture. They got five pictures, but one of the pictures is the first one is invisible. So that you get 20 items firing at you. There are four different items. They fire 20 times. The group of four fires five times as a group, which gives you 20 RIs. And then you get 20 RIs with picture one, 20 RIs, same ones, with picture two, 20 RIs with picture three, 20 RIs with picture four, 20 RIs with picture five, you see. Very simple. There's no goal connected with them. Back earlier than when somebody dreamed up the idea of goal. Right? And they're just opposing items in dichotomy. Positive, negative, and a dichotomy. See, like wake and sleep. See, wake, never wake, sleep, never sleep. That makes you a dichotomy, don't you see? But also makes you a positive negative. Nice, nice package. Well, that fires five times in a row for each picture, see? This thing was driving me batty. I couldn't figure this thing out. And I had ran into myself on the track trying to figure this out. And I had given up ages and ages ago. I had given up trying to figure this thing out. I just finally went... smacked them all together and hoped I wouldn't be bothered with it, you know? And then got caught in the mass of the smack. Anyway, this took us two sessions to get these things unwound. And we had to run enough of them and get them enough discharged and so forth. And I finally got the thing unwound. And the first picture's invisible. It's a picture, but it's a picture of invisibility. So, of course, you always afterwards tried to put a picture there. And there are 20 firing items that could never be run. And you could think you could run it out, don't you see? But you can't run it out because the first picture is always missing. And that's the basic on it. So the rest of the fires are therefore reinforced by the presence of the basic, and they won't discharge either. They'll just charge up again. It makes a vacuum. You try to put pictures there, and your whole bank starts pouring into this, and this is why a GPM afterwards tends to accumulate pictures. Even a simple GPM tries to accumulate pictures after that, because you get in the habit of it. You got this missing picture. What's there? See? What's there? And you just get pictures, 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 pictures. Went through about two sessions trying to unsnarl this thing. Finally, oh my God, of course. It's an invisible picture. That was it, followed by four very nice pictures. And the trick is, and the reason the GPMs wouldn't discharge fully, is because those 20 RIs sit in that in front of that invisible picture right up to the front of the parade, see? If you can't get the basic off the items, why, what can you do? I finally couldn't figure out which is the first pair. How do you get the first two firings? Because all the rest of them supported on these first two firings on each new goal or each new GPM combination. See? And I finally found that there was a click in the floor occurred as they stopped you to get the business. In other words, there was a little dog on the track that when they moved you into position for the first picture, you got that click. And I could perceive the click, and I'd get the instant of the click, and then, of course, give the first two, and then the next two very rapidly. Then move myself back and move up to the click, see, and then get the first and second two. All of a sudden, the whole lot fell apart. Got basic off of it by reason of the fact that there was an additional different sound. invisible picture or no invisible picture. There was just that tiny difference outstanding. So you could find the first two items. Very rough. Very rough. You've heard about vacuums. Well, this is the vacuum. That was the vacuum. And that holds the whole bank together. And I could see my bank shred way out, a light year or two, you see, just start going off in shreds. Pieces of it suddenly could no longer support themselves. Just going. just disappearing, because this is fundamental on the install type GPMs, you see, even though I hadn't run the first of the chain, it was just falling apart. When I ran this one last night, I could hear the items releasing all the way toward present time. See. I could hear these items going on. The GPM's coming apart. You can see every place I had found a basic pair. Why, through the GPM series, you could hear these things go off. See. There's no longer supporting. I mean, everything's getting sort of, like Kleenex. It's all tearing apart. up to that time, it's the difference between Kleenex and solid steel. Nothing could dent it up to then. So, rather remarkable experience. Well, now, of course, I'm actually, to some degree, running over my head doing this sort of thing by skipping a series of 60 series of GPMs, you see, without touching any part of them, and then cutting in ahead of this, and then just cutting enough off of that, you see, to make it possible to go a little bit earlier. And of course, the moment a pin dropped, well, you can expect that bypass charge to hit you with a thud. But it's all right, I can take it. You do this thing to somebody that you don't get any tone arm action on, something like that. You don't clean up where you were going. You don't straighten up what you've got. You're not very thorough and very workmanlike on the thing. He just spin, man. He just spin right where he sits. Take this little girl. She's totally capable of running a time when she stuck her tongue out at her teacher. You say, well, we've gone that far. Let's run out her past death. Yes, you can get the past death on the meter. So you haven't assessed for it. You can get a little vague tick, and you follow this down. You very, very carefully date it. You can't read the meter, but you date it somehow or another. The next thing you know, why, you've got her right in the middle of roaring brimstone. Your technology has been able totally to overthrow or overwhelm the PC. You're good enough so that you can turn his bank loose on her, or turn her bank loose on her. And she just practically spin. Ah! Key out in 4 or 5 days, we hope. What have you done, you see? Here was a case that couldn't run. Couldn't run anything. A little straight wire or something like that, about all case stand, and you slammed him in on big charge. Well, because the case, such a case, is always in desperate condition, some auditors, unfortunately, will Q&A and get the idea that you'd better find a desperate engram. These desperate conditions are very hard to remain as desperate conditions. Sometimes you can straight wire them right out of existence. Desperate conditions are very easy to handle. I know, we got a couple of boys in class here that have been in mental hospitals handling people and that sort of thing. They've always seen this Q&A. Patient is being desperate, so you do something desperate, see? Well, there's no wins along that line. The only thing you can do is knock the guy down in apathy. It's a therapy comparable to hitting somebody in the jaw because they are too excited. If it were only that light, that would be all right. But they cut out their prefrontal lobes and do other interesting things to these people. But the point I'm making here is if you could get one of those desperate people to get just one origin on your part, like hello, and they really heard it and really saw you, or if you could get them to find one real object in the room, that desperate condition tends to evaporate. it's very hard to maintain this desperate condition. And it's little feather touches that knocks it apart. Similarly, in handling R3R and 3N,
you have got to pay attention to the fact that you're using tools that are capable of just jackhammering their way through solid concrete 40 feet thick, don't you see? And take it easy. Take it easy. You see that your PC is ARC braking heavily and hard and that sort of thing. Always assume that you've gone just a little bit too steep, regardless of the fact that you can find the ARC brake. You've run your R3R too steep, or you've run your 3N too steep. You bypassed too many goals, don't you see? You knew you were bypassing some, but you've just bypassed too many. You haven't unburdened the track. You know that you've got several half-discharged GPMs scattered up and down the track that you just left, or something like this. Well, take it easy, man. Go back and finish those things up. The PC is just going, ah. You know, you've stretched it too thin. It's always all right to push a PC a little bit heavier than they can go. You understand? But you can also push them at acceleration of the speed of light, don't you see? It's just a little bit faster than anything could go. And the worse off a case is, the more they can be pushed in over their heads. You've got to be careful about this. An ARC brake is a marvelous method of handling this. ARC brakes, marvelous test. PC is ARC braking. Consistently and continually, in spite of careful auditing. So don't blame yourself as an auditor all the time. You know you're not all that bad. The only thing that you're bad about is you don't make a careful appreciation of your cases. The only other thing that's been poor is not all the technology has been in your hands so that you could. But the point I'm making here is the ARC brake's a wonderful test. Not if the PC ARC brake's once. Or the APC ARC brakes twice, or something like that. So that doesn't mean anything. Carry on, see? There's a lot of time being spent on ARC brakes, and there's a lot of upset because of ARC brakes and that sort of thing. It doesn't necessarily mean you're running too high a process. Don't try always translate it into that. But it means you're running the process you're running too doggone steep. That's all that means. You're trying to run heliotropic implants on this person. They're ARC braking all over the place. Well, obviously, there must be a chain there of not unburdened GPMs or incidents of some kind or another that lead to the heliotropic implants. You must be running heliotropic implants at a point they can't be run. Not necessarily that you've got to run stuff later on the track or earlier on the track, you understand? But there's material there that should be unburdened before you come near the heliotropic implants. So you're obviously going past charge, different than bypassing charge. You're leaving known charge someplace else. You're not finishing up something, or charge exists someplace else. Because otherwise, look, it wouldn't go into restimulation if it didn't exist. And if the PC wasn't to some degree trying to run it, it wouldn't go into restimulation, right? And if the PC is bonging around on the time track like a ping pong ball and so forth, something's pushing him. Well, what's pushing him? Too much charge, of course. So the thing to do, if you're running a PC on arbitrary actions like 3N, heliotropic implants, PC ARC braking heavily, RR very hard to get. The thing to do is to do a preliminary step assessment. It may lead you to an entirely different GPM. Or it might lead you to a specific GPM in the heliotropic implants that you've missed. Or it might lead you much earlier on the track, or it might lead you much later on the track, or it might lead you to a dental operation in this life that looked just like the heliotropic implants. You're not quite sure what it'll lead you to, but it'll for sure give you what should be unburdened so the PC will run well. And there's really no excuse for running a PC not well. Let me interpret that again. There's no excuse for running a PC poorly or having an awful hard time running a PC. There's no real excuse for this. I let you do it. It's good for you.
you run a PC the hard way, you'll sure be able to run one the easy way. But you set a PC into a channel for which the PC has tolerance, and the PC will run like a doll buggy. Any PC will run well, providing you run the PC on the available channel. But the worse off a PC is the less available channels they are, and the more trickier it is to find the available channel. You got that? And then the less careless you can be in running that channel. It's actually quite a joy to run R3R and 3N. There's no real difficulty running them. Right up to the moment when you're handling somebody just a little bit too far. A little bit too rough. It's just a little bit beyond them. All right, the way to compensate for that thing is by careful and continuous assessment. And watch it. When you've got the TA suddenly goes motionless, you ran one engram, TA went motionless. All right, that's good. Let's make sure that you had the right assessment. Well, that's beyond the point now. It's too late, isn't it? You've already run an engram. Did you have the right date? Is the final duration correct? Right, this is all right. Was there GPM in it? No, there's no GPM in it. Well, what you got left? You got a new assessment. Now, also, PCs who peel off into special categories or aren't easy to assess on the standard scale and so forth, well, you can always get them to do a scale, don't you see, and assess them on that scale. In other words, you complete the pre-half scale, and you'll get the PC's level. Very often, it isn't just necessarily a low case you have to do this with. You sometimes have to do it with other cases, too. PC wouldn't think of these levels, by the way, is why you have that scale at all. But if they don't obviously live at some level on that scale, no sweat to find it, don't you see? They don't obviously live somewhere on that. For instance, the tape you heard the last week was, in actual fact, a research tape to establish this point. How hard could you work to make a level stay in, don't you see? And they don't stay in, that's all. They're gone. So you'll have to do yourself another list because you didn't have any level the PC could be found on. So if the level isn't obvious, if the PC doesn't cognite, if the tone arm doesn't blow down, if this isn't a god-awful wonderful level, why are you straining at it? Get the PC to add to the pre-half scale and assess him on that level. Got the notion on it, I think. And you'll get these things. You'll see a level there. PC says, oh, you know, my God, how did I ever miss that? And you'll see the tone arm go down. You'll also see a very successful chain come off of it, and so forth. All of these things add up to the fact that auditing is easy, type of auditing you're doing, as easy as you assess, as easy as you prepare a case. Auditing is as easy to do as it is real to the PC. And you run types of auditing which is unreal to the PC, you're going to be in trouble all the way. All the way. Okay, I've talked to you for a long time, but I considered the subject was fairly important. Thank you very much.